State of Louisiana is trying to stop the spread of a less popular animal. The nutria is a rodent. Nobody's tagging it. It resembles a beaver, except for its orange teeth and its long, ratty tail, and its tendency to devour endangered wetlands. Now, the state has placed a bounty of $4 on each nutria's head. NPR's Melanie Peoples went along for the hunt.
Down on Bayou Lafourche in Cutoff, Louisiana, amid centuries-old oaks and hanging moss, Paul Autain in his brown rubber boots is just getting started this year. His daddy was a trapper, and so is he, though he supplements his income with a second job as a lift bridge operator. Every day, Autain works his boat through the swampy marshes trapping ground. His latest harvest sits in the tin shed behind a small white house, just steps from the bayou that runs right through the middle of town.
This is the shop or the shed that we work the animals in. And as you can see, we have a few that we skinned yesterday afternoon. And you can see it's some pretty meat. Don't you agree?
When I'm a little slow to react to the bodies in the wheelbarrow he skinned yesterday, their arms and legs clearly discernible, his twinkling eyes turn mischievous.
You can come tomorrow. Why don't you come this afternoon? We'll show you how to do it.
5 years ago, the state tried to get people to eat nutria as a way to thin out the population. For a while, Louisiana chefs were serving it up in the finest New Orleans restaurants. But that never really caught on in the bayou.
No, we haven't eaten them. We see them every day, and I guess they're good. They're good to eat. We never got into eating it, and it looks like a rat, and it's not a pretty animal.
It looks a bit like a small beaver, weighing on average around 10 pounds. But instead of a big, flat beaver tail, it has a long, skinny rat's tail. And it is a swimming member of the rodent family. Its brown fur is pretty, and though it's not as fashionable as it used to be, the fur is still used for hats and coat linings. But the animal isn't native to Louisiana, and it's devouring the marsh.
It's an Argentine animal that was brought here for the fur and I believe for the meat too. And they had brought like maybe 280 or something, and they put them in they were going to farm them just like they were going to raise them in a pen. A storm of bad weather or something, they got over and they started spreading, and in a few years they covered the south.
They eat the little plants in the wetlands, causing what land there is there to float away from erosion. Disappearing wetlands mean trouble for Louisiana's indigenous animals, mink, otters, and bald eagles. Once upon a time, nutria numbers were kept in check because trappers could sell their furs for a decent price. But when that price dropped down from $5 a fur to less than $1 in the 90s, many trappers just quit, and the nutria flourished, which is why Louisiana has just decided to try a bounty system. Once Paul Autain has trapped a few more, he'll take their tails to a collection site to make his money. Over in Houma, Louisiana, trapper Craig Petrie slides his cooler full of tails into the collection site trailer that's parked outside the Houma Civic Center.
Hey, I did this time.
I didn't do work for Dawn. Be five in each one.
Petrie stacks the tails in groups of five as another man counts them out to make sure they pay him the right amount of money.
40, 45, give me 50.
Bag him 50, dog.
Petrie's come in with a shy friend who traps the land right next to him. They've been out at a hunting camp for 4 days, each one checking around 200 steel traps every day. By boat and foot, they place the fist-sized traps in places they think the nutria will go. Petrie's brought in 163 tails. His shy friend, 417.
They call him Mr. Trapper. I said, even alligators, he always catch the big alligators. You know how to do it. He's been doing it since he's a little boy.
So has Petrie, who, it turns out, had more than his friend last week. But they're keeping score for the long haul.
I think he done passed me up. He stays after them rats hard. He leaves at daylight and come in at dark.
That won't even put a dent.
Jeff Marks is the Louisiana Department of Wildlife Fisheries biologist overseeing the program.
But they're doing their job. Doing a good job at it, too.
That's one right. Of them's doing their job.
Doug, the guy counting the tails and tallying the money, ribs Petrie pretty hard for coming in second. But Petrie has plenty of time to catch up. Trapping season doesn't end till March 31st, and the state of Louisiana says it has enough money to keep the program running for 20 years.
See y'all next week. You fine next week?
Petrie is headed back to his camp. He knows there are still plenty of marsh-eating nutria out there. Melanie Peoples, NPR News, Houma, Louisiana.
For pictures of these critters, the bounty hunters who catch them, and recipes, visit our website, npr.org.